Now that the leaves are changing, weather officials are releasing forecasts for the upcoming winter. The jury's out on whether the strong El Nino pattern that's expected will bring heavy snow or dry conditions. I spoke with two forecasters about their predictions. First, Joel Gratz of Open Snow. It's a weather service for skiers and riders. What's in store for the western U.S. this winter, particularly Colorado?
This winter is going to be characterized by a strong to very strong El Nino. That means that water temperatures in the central Pacific Ocean, west of South America, are very warm, much warmer than normal. And even though this is very far away from the western U.S. and Colorado, this still has impacts. And with El Nino, there is a relatively predictable correlation between the warmth of the water in the Pacific Ocean and precipitation and temperature patterns in North America and the western U.S. During the winter. So when people talk about El Nino, why is that a big deal? Well, it gives us a little bit better chance of getting the long-range forecast right. And generally, the summary is that the southwestern U.S. Would probably see above-average precipitation and slightly below-average temperatures, and the northwestern and north-central United States, kind of northern Rockies and up into the northwest, potentially could see below average snowfall and precipitation and above average temperatures. And if you're listening carefully, Colorado is right in between, right in between the north and right in between the south. So unfortunately, there is not a lot of predictability with El Nino in Colorado.
And it sounds like Colorado is sort of teetering between the good and the bad as far as a skier's perspective.
Potentially. Kind of the core skiing in the central Rockies, northern Utah, and Colorado is somewhat indifferent to El Nino. We have higher confidence of above average precipitation in Arizona, Southern California, and New Mexico. But when it comes to Colorado, there's just not as clear of a signal.
Corey Gates with AspenWeather.net is more confident in good snowfall. His forecasts are specific to the Aspen area. He looked back on past El Nino years.
1982 and 83 was one super strong El Nino, and 1997-98 was the other, and this year is going to be the third. So super El Ninos do pretty well here in Aspen. In 82-83, in town, had 216 inches of snow. 216 inches of snow in town is a boatload. That's in the top five all time. 1997-98 had 188 inches of town. That's also a lot. So if you're talking 216 and 188 inches in town back on the previous Super El Ninos, those numbers translate to 350 to 400 inches at the ski resorts.
And so what is your conclusion?
I think the conclusion is good. There's two dangers we had this winter. The water off the West Coast started getting really warm last year. And that's kind of a negative because you don't want the water really warm just off the West Coast, 100 or 200 miles, because it tends to cause a ridge aloft stationary along the West Coast. When you have ridges in the high levels of the atmosphere, it tends to be dry. I think we're going to be okay for the winter. Sure, we're going to have some dry spells. I don't think the dry spells are going to be super extended. So I think my snow forecast is going to be normal to 10% above normal snow. All that translates to is from about 315 inches to 360 inches at the ski resorts, which is actually a great season.
And how does that compare, say, to last season?
It's better than last season. In terms of last season, our snow amounts were 265 to 330.
Corey Gates is with AspenWeather.net. He's giving a ski season presentation Monday night at the Limelight Hotel in Aspen.